From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Robert Cullen's time on the lam is over. Yesterday afternoon, authorities got multiple citizen tips regarding his whereabouts. Deputies were able to track him to Tubi Memorial Park. During a search of the park and surrounding areas, Cullen was seen trying to flee from deputies by swimming across the South Fork of the Eel River. Deputies were waiting on the other side and were able to apprehend him when he exited the water. A woman associated with Cullen was questioned on scene, provided deputies with a false name, later identified as 29-year-old Victoria Courtney Jordan. She was arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of false ID to a peace officer. Cullen booked into the Humboldt County Jail on a number of charges, including felony evading, controlled substance while armed, assault with a deadly weapon, and multiple other counts. Early Wednesday, an officer with the Eureka Police Department attempted a traffic stop near the 3400 block of Union Street. The driver of the vehicle failed to stop and a pursuit was started. During that pursuit, the driver tried to turn onto Eureka Street from Myers Avenue and crashed into a yard, causing minor damage. The suspects exited the vehicle and fled on foot. After a brief struggle, the officer was able to get the suspect into custody. He is 51-year-old Charles Groves of Eureka. During a search of his vehicle, officers found a loaded assault rifle equipped with a silencer and a bipod, a loaded handgun, an unloaded pistol, and body armor that had been reported as stolen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies tased a man after he told them that he was armed and would not listen to officers. 35-year-old Joseph Stuckey was being questioned in relation to an assault, after which he began walking on Highway 101 southbound. A deputy quickly located Stuckey there. The deputy exited his vehicle and ordered Stuckey to yield. Stuckey failed to do so and began walking toward the deputy and informed the deputy that he was in possession of weapons and began to reach for them as he continued to approach, at which time a deputy tased him. After a brief struggle with deputies, Stuckey was taken into custody. Election Board unofficial results from the 2019 Yurok runoff election. In the Pequon District, Mindy Marie Natt, 57.8% of the vote, to Julia McGee Snyder's 42%. In the East District, Lori Hodge beat Joe O'Rourke, 60% to 40%. The Election Board will meet on November 19th to certify the election results. Find out more by contacting the Election Department. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.